in the place clean out. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for their prayers. I'm a person who absolutely hates Facebook, anything like that. I just absolutely hate it. But I do appreciate times like that when it goes out and you see how many people are praying for people in need, people that are hurting. Thank you from the family. I guess I represent the family. For the family, praying for Mama. We stayed with her a good while yesterday. She still can't pass a swallowing test. But when they give her an IV and got her in her room last night, she's in room 305 in Billy Rick. When they got her in her room, she was talking. She hadn't really talked much. She's been resting. But last night, when Brother got back up there, she was talking like crazy to him. She was telling him that she was ready to leave. She knows the good Lord can deliver, can heal, and she's ready to get out of here. And she knows God's got it under control and take care of it. And, you know, it's encouraging to hear, to see her laying there and your mind wanders and you struggle and you worry and you're worrying for the family. And then you hear her saying, hey, God's got this. I'm ready to get up out of here. They moved her into a room, and once they moved her, she was ready to move. She didn't want to sit back down. So thank you for the prayers from the family. They truly appreciate it. Brother Eddie, hates he can't be here this morning. Fortunately for me, he asked me if I'd do this morning. It's a true, great honor. I never try to take his place, but I appreciate the opportunity to be able to be up here this morning. Normally, we're in kids' church, and I don't even get to see who's here on Sunday morning to say hey to anyone. But if you will, if you'll turn to me in the book of Daniel, we're going to start reading in it this morning. We're just going to read the first five verses. It says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Brother Chris, would you mind praying this morning?
Lord, we love you, Father God. We just thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your presence, Father God. Lord, we know, Father God, that you have troubled the waters, Father God. Lord, that you are here among us, Father God. Lord, to meet every need, Lord, to heal every sick body, to deliver us, Father God. Lord, we just ask you to simply have your way, Father God, for the man of God that stands before you, Father God. Lord, we ask you to anoint him, Father God, to speak your word, Father God, anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word, Father. Lord, thank you for what you're going to do. We give you the praise and the honor, Lord, that's due your name. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing in the reading of God's word. This morning, I'd like to entitle this message. It may seem a little strange, but I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. If you read about Daniel, I've read probably a couple weeks ago, I got reading about Daniel, and God just showed it to me in a different light. I've known the story since I was a kid. I've read it since I was a kid and heard the stories. But as I read it a couple weeks ago, God just got dealing with me. And then when Brother Eddie asked me if I do this morning, I got praying and seeking God, and I just couldn't get away from Daniel and his life and what God done for him. But I got seeing in Daniel, I got thinking in my life how many times I felt like I didn't deserve stuff. I didn't deserve this bad stuff to happen. I didn't feel like I deserved for all this stuff to come upon me because I was trying to do a good job. I was trying to pray. I was trying to read. I was trying to study. I was trying to serve God. So, but if you read about Daniel, you'll see how he was found in favor. Daniel's already taken away from his home. But Daniel didn't leave his God. He brought him with him. And he said, the king give him meat. And Daniel said, well, I don't want to eat what they eat. Me and his three buddies, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, said, we're just going to eat vegetables and water. Their countenance approved, so they said, okay, fine, you don't have to eat what the king gives everybody. We'll just give you all this. Daniel wound up interpreting dreams for the king. So Daniel has got a good stature with the king. He likes him. He's favorable. He's moved on different kings. And as Darius, he set him over the king, 120 princes, over the presidents of whom Daniel was first. So Daniel's a man of God. Daniel's one who seeks God, who prays to God, who glorifies God. He's the man of God that you see, like to me, as we see Brother Eddie, I see Brother Eddie as our shepherd. I see that, I know he may not, but to me, when I was a child, I was looking, the pastor was always closer. So whenever I got prayer, I'd come and get prayer at the altar. I wanted the pastor praying for me, not just regular people, because I felt like he was closer. I knew he was reading and studying every day and seeking his word, and I was like, man, that's the one I want praying for me. But that's how Daniel was. Daniel sought God. He prayed to God. And you see, this is where it becomes tricky, because Daniel is being uplifted by God. He's being put in these places, and you're seeing his life just expound. You're seeing it expand. You're seeing God do mighty works in his life. He's put him up above all these other people. Then there becomes the naysayers. Then there comes the ones who are jealous, who don't appreciate that, who don't appreciate that they didn't get the same thing he got, because they didn't go about the right way of doing it. You see, people don't want to pray to God and seek God and glorify God, but they want God to bless them. They want God to pour out a spirit upon them. They want God to give him the same thing that he gives everybody else. You see, we don't understand a lot of times in our lives, or I don't, that, or I didn't, that if I want what other people have got, if I want a relationship like Elijah or Elisha or anyone in the Bible Daniel had, then I got to give what they gave. You see, Daniel had this relationship with God, but he had it because he gave his all to God. Everything he did, they could not find fault with him. These guys were tired of it. They were like, you know what? I'm sick of seeing this guy do good. I'm sick of seeing him go up this ladder, and I can't go. So therefore, we're going to find fault. Sought to find occasion in verse 4 against Daniel concerning the kingdom. They wanted to find fault. Why? Because they didn't like. They were jealous. They didn't like what he had. So you know what? They started scheming up a plan. They said, I know what we can do. We're not going to be able to find fault, so we got to find something against this God. We got to find something that we can do, that we can put in place, something that we can tear him down. Why? Because he needs to know that he's not better than we are. He needs to know that he can be knocked down a notch or two. He needs to know that just because he serves this God, he can't always protect him. He can't always be there for him. Verses 6 through 9 says, then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. King Darius signed the writing and the decree. These people didn't like Daniel. There's people out there that I'm sure don't like you. There's people out there that are jealous. There's people out there that don't like the fact that you succeed in life, that don't like the fact that you succeed in whatever it may be you succeed in. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how small the feat seems like you're winning. Somebody's going to come and wants to tear you down. I always ask myself, like, God, why? If I'm praying to you and I'm seeking you, why do I keep going through this stuff? Why can I not just get on my feet and start walking? Why do you keep letting me get tore down? Why does it feel like I don't deserve this, God? I deserve to be able to put up high. I deserve to be able to put places where I walk around and everybody's like, oh, man, that's a man of God. Oh, that's a good person right there. That's what I feel like I deserve. But you know what? What I feel like I deserve is not what I need. I learned when I was a child, I'd ask my parents for stuff. And what I wanted wasn't what I needed. And I never didn't get what I needed. A lot of times I didn't get what I wanted, just as my kids can tell you. They don't always get what they want. They got what they need, but they don't always get what they want. But in my life, that's how I was telling God, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve for these people to keep tearing me down. Because, see, I'm praying. I'm seeking. I'm glorifying you. And it feels like these people who are out in the world, they just keep getting uplifted. They keep getting better and better, and I just keep getting worse and worse. And God, you've got to help me. I went through some trials in the past year. One in particular that it made me really check who I am. Work, home, everywhere. It made me really seek God and say, okay, where do I want to be in life? What do I want to be in life? Where do I want God to put me? Do I want to go where I think I deserve? Or do I want to go where He wants me to go? Do I want to be where He wants me to be? You see, there's time in life, I think we all go through situations, we all go through trials, and a lot of times when our lives are going good, everything's fine and dandy. But when the first thing happens, it's like we fall apart. We see in Daniel's life, he had these people coming against him. He was doing good. He was living for God the best he can. He wasn't cheating. They said they couldn't find no fault in him. And the guy said, look, man, if we're going to find fault, it's got to be with his God. Well, they got him. They got the king to sign a decree. And then all they did was sit and wait. Because in verse 10 it says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And when his windows being open in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he hid. It says he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. You see, there's times when we face trials and when we face these tribulations that we come up and the devil is attacking us and we got other people that are attacking us. And the first thing we say, well, God, and you know what the bad thing is? I've heard somebody say this recently. He said, the most trying time in my life that I have ever had is when I was closest to God. He said, when I was closest to God, it's when I was being tried the most. But if I can live just in between the fence, in between the lines, I do okay. But to know that the most trying time in my life is when I was closest to God, so why do I want to be close to God?
Come on, man.
I had someone recently tell me this, and it got me thinking. And it made me really look and really think. There's these people that you see like Daniel, who pray, who seek, and people come to destroy. I promise you at the end of this, this is going to be an encouraging, uplifting message. But it is, sometimes it seems like we're beat down and we can't get encouraged. We can't get on our feet. It seems like whenever the first thing comes, we're like, all right, God, I'm going to hold strong with this. I'm going to hold strong with this. And before you know it, it's like, I just give up. God, I'm tired. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of running around. I'll just give up and just, I'll quit. Because quitting's easy. It's easy when you quit. You walk away from everything. Battle's won. The devil don't care. The reason you go through your most trying times when you're closest to God is because you're closest to God. If you're not close to God and you're not growing and you're not seeking God, then the devil's not going to mess with you. The devil doesn't want no part of you because he has you. But the reason you go through these trying times, the reason Daniel went through these trying times is because he said, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to let these people come against me and tear me down. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my house. And with my windows open, I'm still going to pray to the God that I serve. He prayed to Him three times a day. He didn't stop. He didn't quit. He didn't let them tear Him down. He didn't worry about what they said. He said, I've got to continue what I got going on because that is what has brought me where I'm from to where I am. When he first come over, he was in bondage. The king said, they want him. Get the boys. Get the ones that are smart, the ones that we can teach. But Daniel said, I'm not going to go along with what they want. I'm going to be who God's called me to be. And you see in this, here he is. He went to his house and he prayed three times a day, knowing that they were going to be looking for him, knowing that they were going to hunt for him, that they were going to be waiting for him. Because, you see, the devil does that. The devil will put people in wait for you. And they'll wait till you're at that moment where you say, I'm not going to fall. I'm going to hold strong to God. And as soon as you say, I'm going to hold strong to God, then they're going to come in and they're going to tear you down. And when they start tearing you down, that's when we finally just quit and we give up. But we do like Daniel. Daniel held strong. Daniel said, that's fine. If you want to make a decree, I'm still going to pray to the God I serve. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I'm still going to pray and I'm going to seek Him. Verses 11 through 17 said, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that hath asked a petition of any god or man within 30 days save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel which is of the children of captivity of Judah regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored to the going down of the sun to deliver him. than these men. That old devil just don't stop. There's times where I've been through the trials and I've been like, okay, that's all. I can't take no more. And then the devil comes on in and says, you know what? If you can't take no more, I'm going to give you a little bit more. We're going to see what you can take. We're going to see what you can do. We're going to see what you're made of. So here he come in again, but the king could not deliver him. Then these men assembled. Here he come back to the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians, that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of the Lord's, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. The enemy won. The enemy won because the man who served God, the man who sought God, the man who prayed to God and gave all he had to him was now in bondage and in a den of lions. The enemy had won. Not only was he in the den of lions, they now placed a stone over the mouth of it. And they knew there's no way he's getting out of this. There's no way. They probably went home and rejoiced and was happy and said, we got him. We've won. That'll teach them. That'll show all these other people that are Christians that serve and worship this God that they cannot defeat us. This will serve them, tell them, this will show them that they cannot win, that they may as well quit, they may as well give up, they may as well deny their God. They may as well deny Him and come and follow us and be a part of what we are. That's what the world tells us today. You may as well deny your God. You may as well turn your back on Him because He's turned His back on you. You may as well deny Him and you may as well follow us. You might as well start doing what we do, seeing what we see, watching what we watch, saying what we say. That's how the world is today. You have to accept everything. You do not have to accept it. You do not have to accept what the world keeps telling you. Just like Daniel did not have to accept defeat. He may have been in the pit. He may have been at his lowest low in his life. But he went in there with God. That's what the people don't see. It's when we go in this pit, we don't go alone. I got somebody with me, Brother Chris, even though I'm there. Even though I'm down and even though I'm hurting and even though I felt like, God, I cannot go on. He said, don't worry. He said, don't worry because I got you. He said, I got you, son. Don't worry. I know it hurts. I know it's hard. I know you've been betrayed by people you love. By people you thought would never betray you. People hurt you. People stomp on you.
Bless him, Lord.
People tear you down. But I'm here to tell you, don't give up.
Amen.
Don't give up. Because I don't know what God's talking about. Don't give up because that's not what God's called you for. Because you see, when Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, they rejoiced. The devil said, I got him. We've won this battle. We've won this victory. Now come on, let's go get some more. Let's see what else we can do. But what he didn't count on was there was a man who didn't even really serve God. It says, the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. They either were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. There was a man that made a difference. There was a man who sought God. There was a man who you wouldn't have thought of would be praying and seeking the Lord. Not only was he praying and he seeking God, he was fasting. He knew that God, if something's got to be done, you've got to do it. I can't do it. I've already stuck my foot in my mouth. I've got this guy in this pit. God, only you can bring him out.
Yes.
So prayer was made for Daniel. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Do you know that that moment when he said that, I'm sure it felt like he had waited 30 minutes for Daniel to respond. He was wondering if I'm going to hear something. He was wondering if the devil had won the victory. Is my praying and my fasting worth it? Is me sitting up all night, not getting any sleep and praying and seeking God, blaming myself for this situation? Is this going to pay off? Then Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then the king was exciting glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed. He believed in his God. You see, Daniel got down to his lowest low. Daniel was thrown into the pit when he did not deserve it. And that's where I was going with the title of this. There's times I didn't feel I deserved it. There's times I felt like I deserved to be on the top, yet I was on the bottom. There was times that I felt like in the world I should have been praised or lifted up, but I wasn't. I was kicked and I was beat down and I was stepped on. And people talk bad about you and they run you down no matter how good you try to do. But it goes to show me that, God, I don't deserve this. And God says, you know what? If one soul is touched from this, you deserve it. If one soul can be changed. Who's to know that he didn't change that king's life that night? That he was fasting and praying because he knew that there was a man. So through Daniel's trials, through his tribulations, through these problems, and if Daniel would have given up, he'd have died in the lion's den. If Daniel would have given up, he'd have died that night. But he didn't give up. He held on. He held strong to what God had for him. And he said, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to hold strong to my God. If you'll read in Daniel chapter, I believe it was 2 or 3, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king said, we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace if you don't worship when you hear these instruments. And they said, O king, my God is able. And even if he does not deliver me, even if I have to face this fire and he don't bring me from it, I'm still going to praise my God. I'm still going to glorify him. And you know, I can tell you, it's easy to stand up and tell people to praise God. It's easy to tell you to worship God. It's easy to tell you to hold on through the trials. But I've been through the trials. I've been down there myself where I've beat myself down, where I've let nobody else know, but I've destroyed myself. I've beat myself down. And I've told myself, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy enough to preach about God, to tell about God. I'm not worthy enough to even have the family I have, to be blessed that I have. And God said, I'll tell you what you're worthy of. I'll tell you what I got planned for you. I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. And he did the same with Daniel. Daniel held strong to him. So God blessed Daniel. He let him come through the lion's den. And can I tell you, if we'll hold on to what God's telling us, if we'll hold on to the promise he's given us, I don't care if you're depressed, if you got anxiety, if you've been beat down, if you've been tore down, if people's left you, I don't care, because I'm here to tell you tonight, if you'll hold on, God will restore what's been lost. God will restore everything that's been lost. Deliverance was made because Daniel held strong. There was a king that prayed for him. And then the people seen that next morning. But you know what? Maybe living this way wasn't the best way. Because their deceit, their betrayal, turned into their death. Daniel's deliverance was their death. And I'm not telling you, if anybody's done you harm, that you should pray bad against them. I'm telling you that you should pray for them. Pray for them. Seek for their good. If you really want to go grow in God, and this is a hard thing to say, but pray for the people who hate you. Pray for the people who's beat you down. Pray for the people who's torn you down. Pray for the people who spit on you. You want to grow in Christ? Pray for them. Because it's not easy, I promise you. Because I've said and I've debated with, all right, Lord, are you serious about this right now? You see how this person's acting and what they're doing. Are you serious? Because if you want me to, I could go over here and try to lay hands on them and beat some sense into them. But I've never seen him tell me to do that yet. He's like, no, you pray for them. You seek their good. Don't seek their hurt. Don't seek their bad. Don't seek evil against them. And it's hard because my flesh wants to at times. It does. At times it wants to just let loose. I've always tried to pride myself in being a calm person and can keep my composure at times, but there's times where you just, God, just give me 5 minutes with somebody. You just close your eyes. That's all you want. But that's not what he says. That's not what he wants.
That's right.
Because all that's going to do is breed deceit and breed in the sin and breed in the evil.
Amen.
And when it does, all that's going to develop is death and hurt and destruction.
Yeah.
But Daniel was delivered. Daniel prayed. Daniel sought God and he didn't give up. And the king, we'll start in 25, it said, "Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God." He is the living God. He is the living God and steadfast forever in his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. Verse 27 says, "He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in the earth, who hath delivered to Daniel from the power of the lions." Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. This morning, I was talking to Brother Chris, and at home, when you're praying and you're seeking God, I'm telling you, I could be running down the aisle, shouting and hollering and all. But I pray that God helps me deliver a message as He wants it delivered, and I pray. I still, sometimes you don't know how it's going to go, you don't know how God's going to lead, and I pray to follow Him. This morning, I felt like God telling me that there's people out there that feel like they don't deserve stuff. There's people that feel like they didn't deserve to get beat. They didn't deserve to get spit on. They didn't deserve to get hurt. They didn't deserve to get destroyed, to get tore down, to beat on. They didn't deserve that. But I'm here to tell you, Daniel didn't deserve it, but he held strong to God.
Amen.
He held on to his faith, and he held on to what he knew was going to bring him out of the den of lions.
Amen.
If you're facing a lion's den in your own world, if you're facing it, don't give up. Don't back down.
Amen.
That's what the devil wants.
Yeah.
There's never been a war that's won when people back down. I got a friend at work. His daughter is 3.5 years old. She's facing, I believe it's leukemia. She had beat it. They went to the doctor, come back. Actually, she had a seizure at home, and they took her to the doctor and come back. Well, they'd given her some medicine, some chemo. They said it is no longer in her spine and in her brain. And he called me, and he said she's got to do a bone marrow transplant. And he said they found a match, and the lady come forward and said she's willing. Go. He said, "We still got a long way to go, man." He said, "But I'm taking every victory that I can get." I said, "Let me tell you something." I said, "A war is won by the small battles that are won." I said, "There's a battle, a battle, a battle, and a battle in the war." I said, "And that's how we win, battle by battle." And he said, "He's claiming the victory, and he's going battle by battle." And Daniel was going battle by battle because he faced so many battles. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced so many battles there. They were being beat. They were being thrown into the lion's den. They were being thrown into the fiery furnace because they wouldn't give up one thing, and that was praising and serving God.
Yes.
You see, if we'll hold strong to God, if we'll hold strong to what He has for us, then He's going to bless your life. What you're facing right now, it may be hurt. It may be hard to go through. I may never understand what it is. Brother Eddie may never understand. And that's okay because God understands.
Amen.
I'm sure Daniel was in the lion's den saying, "God, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to be beat down. I don't deserve to be thrown in here. I serve you. I worship you. I'm here for you, God. I don't deserve this." You think he deserved to hang on a cross for people like me? People that he knew were going to be terrible people, and the only way I could make it was through him.
Amen.
He didn't deserve what he got. But through Daniel going in the lion's den, his faith was built. Other people's faith were built. So what you're facing right now may seem hurtful, may seem that you'll never see victory and you'll never see the end. But I'm telling you, if you will hold on to God, hold on to Him. Please hold on to Him. Seek His will in your life. Hold on to His hand. And not only your life will be changed, others' lives around you will be changed. And that's what we want. We want our lives to be encouraged, to be uplifted, but what we want is to be able to win souls. Be able to tell other people, let other people see that, hey, this guy was struggling, but he held strong to God. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. And if you know, it's a hard thing to say because what I say up here, I try not to take lightly. But if the hardest time of my life is when I face God and when I'm closest with God, then I guess I got a hard time coming in a long road because I don't have no plans and backing down and stopping and quitting or letting go. Because that's the only way that I can make it through this life. That's the only way I'm going to be able to make it through and get to heaven is if I hold on to Him. Because I can't quit. I can't give up. I can't stop. Because if I do, not only my lives, but others around me are going to be destroyed. Know that there are people out there that are counting on you. Even though it's bad and what you're facing is going through is terrible, know that there's people out there counting on you. There's people out there that are waiting on you to say, I'm not backing down no more. I'm standing still and I'm standing firm on the Word of God. I'm going to take a new grip with these tired hands and we're going to hold on and we're going to ride this out. And God will bless you and people around you. Yes, if you would, please rise.